Okay, so Atlassian finally wrote up the engineering behind Forge billing, and I think this is the kind of thing where the marketing version is usage-based pricing at scale. But the actual story is somebody has to turn a million scattered events into one billable number without dropping anyone on the floor.
Right.
And they basically rebuilt their ingestion layer because the old extension model didn't actually know how much anything was being used.
Yeah, which is funny because the moment you go usage-based, you suddenly care about every function invocation, every byte of storage, every telemetry blip. And those signals live in like 20 different services that don't talk to each other.
Which is where UTS comes in.
Yeah. UTS is the part of the post I actually read twice. They call it the nervous system, which is engineer speak for this is where it all has to be right, or the bill is wrong. It's the layer that validates, normalizes, enriches, and, the part I care about, attributes every event to the correct entitlement and subscription before anything downstream sees it.
What actually breaks if attribution is wrong? Like, what's the failure mode they're designing against?
So imagine tenant A's function invocations get attributed to tenant B's subscription. Now, tenant B gets billed for compute they didn't run, tenant A underbills, and your finance team is fielding tickets from both sides. And worse, if you only catch it at month-end reconciliation, you've got a write-down problem, not a bug fix.
Right, right. So the cost of getting attribution wrong isn't a 500 error. It's a customer trust problem.
Exactly. And the way they handle it is, they say it explicitly, which I appreciate. Every event has to fit the UTS contract before it continues. Schema validation at the streaming layer. Kafka under the hood. Internal delivery abstractions on top. So, producers and consumers don't have to know about each other, which means you can scale ingestion independently from the billing side.
That's the part that made me think this is more than a billing post. It's an event platform post wearing a billing costume.
Yeah. The billing part is downstream. The actual hard engineering is the streaming and the item potency.
Which they handle how?
Item-potent event design plus time-based aggregation. So duplicates from retries don't double count. The event itself carries enough identity that the system can recognize I've seen this one. And late arriving events get folded in through windowed processing instead of being dropped, which matters because distributed systems are basically late event delivery services with extra steps.
Late event delivery services with extra steps is going on a shirt.
And then there's a real split in storage, immutable long-term for audit, low latency analytical layer for dashboards and APIs. Which is the right call, because auditability and query latency are different problems with different storage shapes.
If you're a product team shipping usage-based anything, the thing I'd actually steal from this is, don't try to make your billing system smart. Make your event attribute layer smart and let billing be dumb and correct.
Yeah. And the other thing, the per app attribution mapped to developer spaces, that's the part that matters for transparency. Customers can see what they're being charged for, which is the only way usage-based pricing doesn't become a trust crater.
All right. I'll link the post. Cody, you surviving the week?
Barely. It's Monday. The bar is on the floor.
See you Wednesday.